I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the Gao Studios in Houston, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
Well, if you did not watch the Bayern Munich Wolfsburg game today, you missed a part of history. Wolfsburg dominates Bayern Munich in the first half, plays a wonderful game at the Allianz Arena, is up 1-0. These two teams are both 5-0 in Bundesliga play. And then guess what? Pep Guardiola puts in Robert Lewandowski. He scores 5 goals in 9 minutes. I repeat, 5 goals in 9 minutes. And it sounded somewhat like this.
Dante misses the pass into the feet of Vidal, then Thomas Muller, and it's in the back of the net from Robert Lewandowski, because that is what Robert Lewandowski does for a living. He gets to the right place at the right time, and albeit a bit of a bundled affair from Bayern, that is the equaliser. A shake of the head from Dante. Well, there you go. 3 touches in the game. And there they come again. Oh, superb goal from distance. Lewandowski has shown exactly why he is one of the best in the business. Out of nothing, the Polish striker, with a deadly eye for goal, has turned this game around in the space of 6 minutes. Slight hint of offside, possibly. There was an appeal, but that was an inch-perfect shot. But now it's Thomas Muller. Muller making room for himself. Götze. Lewandowski for the hat-trick. Off the post. Lewandowski again. And somehow he's put it in. Oh, my word. This is one of Lewandowski's finest performances. A space of 10 minutes and 3 goals. That must be one of the fastest hat-tricks in the Bundesliga.
No, and it's only going to get better for Robert Lewandowski. It's a fine performance now with 3. Remember, it's 5 goals in 9 minutes.
Offside. One effort. He does it like Horder. But this time it's 3 instead of just the 2 that Sebastian Horder took against Darmstadt. Bayern fans around the world will remember this Oktoberfest. It's an October goal fest from Robert Lewandowski. Costa. He's got the power, he's got the speeds. Oh, they haven't got it clear. And the ball's in the back of the net again. And yes, indeed, it is one Robert Lewandowski who's made it 4-1. I and Robert can't believe it. I don't think I can believe it. Wolfsburg fans certainly won't be able to believe it. Lewandowski goes through the goal. He just can't do it. You just cannot be that good. That is an amazing goal.
That was his side volley.
Well, how many offers of marriage Robert Lewandowski is going to have, but Pep Guardiola is going to be one of them. He can't believe it either. The fastest hat-trick in the history of the Bundesliga.
14th
I think he scored a goal every time he's had a shot.
14th player Robert Lewandowski to score 5 goals in a Bundesliga match. He did it in 8 minutes and 59 seconds. This was after Wolfsburg, who, by the way, was 5-0. Bayern Munich was 5-0. After Wolfsburg had an outstanding first 45 minutes. And we're up 1-0. It was history. It was a remarkable performance. And it was all about Robert Lewandowski today. And I'm sure this is going to be repeated someplace. You got to go look at these goals. It's incredible. It's just it's a historic moment in soccer. That's all it is. I don't think any question. Very tough day for Volkswagen, who are the sponsors of Wolfsburg. Because, as you know, Volkswagen has a huge scandal over falsified U.S. vehicle emissions tests. So, pretty tough day for Volkswagen. All right, welcome into Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Of course, we led with Robert Lewandowski today. If you saw it, you want to comment on it, we'd love to hear from you today. 713-780-3776. Anthony Martial of Manchester United continuing at 19 years of age to make a mark. He's now got 3 goals in 2 games, the latest in a 3-2 win over Southampton. Jose Mourinho got one over Arsene Wenger. The Diego Costa incident, we will talk about that. City lose for the second time in a matter of days. Trinidad and Tobago Attorney General has signed documents to go ahead with extradition to the United States of former FIFA Vice President Jack Warner. Now, the walls are going to keep coming down on this for years to come. And, of course, Sepp Blatter had no idea any of this was going on. Rounds of arrests, they're going to continue. The Dynamo go down in Philadelphia as the taillights of making the playoffs are fading. Remember, I predicted this was not a playoff year for the Dynamo in such a year of change. But let's talk about it tonight because there was a lot of fired-up fans. 713-780-3776. What's on your soccer mind tonight? Get out from behind the computer. Be bold. Get out from the veil of secrecy of the internet. I want to hear from you tonight. Again, 713-780-3776. Going to give a pair of tickets away to the Dynamo Sporting Kansas City tomorrow night. A Liverpool supporters group have urged fans to dress up like Jurgen Klopp, former Dortmund manager. As the Brendan Rodgers death watch as the manager of Liverpool continues. Is this fair? If you're a Liverpool fan, is it time for Brendan Rodgers to go? The Dynamo take on Sporting Kansas City tomorrow. Francesco Totti. Now, this is an athlete you have to certainly admire. 24 seasons at Roma. Got his 300th goal this past Sunday. Who stays at one team for 5 years anymore? Or 4? Francesco Totti. Unbelievable. 300th goal this past Sunday for Roma. His first goal all the way back in 1994. Andreas Guardado was out 4 to 6 weeks with damaged ligaments. You saw it in the Champions League encounter with Manchester United. Rolled his ankle. He's likely going to be a long shot against the U.S. October 10th. I can't see him playing if he's got ligament damage. Rafa Marquez is also pulling out injured as well. U.S.-Mexico, October 10th. Can Manchester United really contend for the title? These are all questions tonight for you. 713-780-3776. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. Call in number 713-780-3776. Tonight, guesting on the show, Alexi Lalas of Fox Sports. He will be on. We'll bounce a bunch of topics back and forth off of Alexi. We will also have on Peter Vermees, who is the manager of Sporting Kansas City, against ahead of the game tomorrow night. Dynamo fan, you know, you have talked a big game on Facebook. You have talked a big game on social media. Dynamo fan, I want to hear from you tonight. Are your expectations in place for what has happened up to this point this season? Do you understand the amount of change that's occurred? Do you understand the amount of injury? Now, this is not an excuse either, because what was very troubling to me in the Philadelphia game and very troubling to me in the game prior to that, which was at BBVA Compass Stadium, was simply the fact that game was Real Salt Lake. Sense of urgency. Wow. Poor starts in both of those games. That's habitual from last season. That hasn't been cleaned up yet. Poor starts. Chasing games. Dynamo in Philadelphia had a great start out of the locker room in the second half. The first 15 minutes looked excellent. But they chased the game. Gave up soft goals. First goal was horribly soft. It can't happen. 713-780-3776. Our thanks to Bud Light, Amigo Energy, Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, our good friend Jan Christensen, the Daspit Law Firm, and the gorgeous Gale and Bayern Munich. By the way, all five of those goals are Bayern Munich goals of the week from Robert Lewandowski. So get down to Louisiana and Midtown, take in games at Bayern Munich. That makes real sense because that was a Bayern Munich player and Robert Lewandowski scoring goals. And then, of course, the gorgeous Gale over in West University. Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, Facebook, Soccer Matters. We're going to get to the phone lines here in a second. I put out a tweet today that did get a lot of reaction. My feeling is that when we report attendance at Major League Soccer games, we need to be transparent. We always get these big numbers and people are confused. And they walk out of the stadium and go, how could that be a sellout? There weren't many people here. And it happens in different stadiums in the United States, including right here in Houston. So I think it's time to report the actual number of people who have attended the game, because this is vital for the future. This is vital for sponsorship, relevancy in markets, everything. And then you also, to make sure your sponsors know that you're selling tickets, you also give the number of tickets sold. Now, there's a little nebulous area there because tickets distributed sometimes, you know, are given out in differing ways. Agree or disagree with me? And a lot of the reaction I got was, oh, well, this is what the other leagues do. I don't care what the NFL does. I don't care what the NBA does. Let's do something different. And what I can tell you is, when I leave the stadium, people are confused when they hear and see these numbers. So in the vein of goodwill with your fans, give both numbers. Agree or disagree? 713-780-3776. Go to the phone lines and Mark. Mark, what's on your mind tonight?
To make 2 points, I watched the Man City game this weekend and the Man United game, and for the first time in a long, long time, they were both really entertaining games. I think the teams that won didn't necessarily deserve to win on chances created, but just wanted to get your thoughts on kind of the entertainment value and what you thought to Man City and Man United.
Oh, good entertainment value, absolutely. I didn't get to see much of the Manchester United game, and I got bits and pieces of Man City, but look, anytime those teams play with the quality of players, it's of interest to me, whether they play well or don't play well, because it's also interesting when they don't play well, because you ask yourself why. What we do have is Manchester United only 2 points off of Manchester City, so there's some drama there. Does Manchester United really have the gumption to win the title this year? I mean, when they're only 2 points off it, you can say yes, but is it really there, do you think?
I mean, barring the Luke Shaw injury, they seem to have a settled team now. David De Gea is back in goal. They made two world-class saves. So for the most part, they do have a settled team. Still think they're short up front. A lot of pressure on Martial. But I think they've got the philosophy that if they're going to concede two or three goals, they'll just go to the other end and score four or five. That seems to be how Van Gaal is approaching it at the moment. But they're a little bit weak at the back. They're not that strong. But ultimately, they'll concede goals, but they just, you know, will hope to score more at the other end. So I don't think we're going to see many 1-0s.
No, there's great drama. Listen, there's great drama in the Bundesliga today. I don't know if you saw what happened with Robert Lewandowski today, Mark, but this was football history we saw.
was it, 5 goals in 10 minutes?
9 minutes, 5 goals. Actually, wow. 8 minutes and 59 seconds.
Yeah, I'll jump on the internet and see if I can get the highlight.
You need to see that. It's pretty spectacular. Mark, as always, thank you for calling in, Premier League. I appreciate it. 713-780-3776. So producer Jung, along with my producer Tyler, says the NFL does the same thing. When the Texans were bad and attendance is obviously bad, it's still a sellout. And it may very well be because of the tickets sold. And I'm not denying that, because the Texans are one of the most valuable sporting properties in the entire world. I think for soccer's purposes and Major League Soccer, one of the things you have always heard from the fans is that there is a little angst around lack of transparency. You can create tremendous goodwill if, in fact, you give both the actual number physically that is in the stadium and then the sold tickets. And what's wrong with that? Why wouldn't you want to do that? And, you know, I get these tweets and it's like, oh, well, all the other leagues do it like this. I don't care what the other leagues do. Set your own standards. I mean, think out of the box a little bit. Why not? If it's going to create goodwill with your fans, why wouldn't you do it? 713-780-3776. Christian Miles, who was Chivas USA announcer, tweeted, as a frequent spectator of Chivas USA games, the reported attendance figures were laughable. That's what I mean. It hurts your credibility to do that. It's not saying it's not truthful, but if you add the other numbers in there, then your fans go, okay, we get it. Soccer Observer says, well said, Glenn. Enron numbers don't do anyone any good. My tweet was, is it time that MLS bases game attendance on actual people in attendance as opposed to tickets sold and distributed? Let's get real. Steve says, we know there's a lot of monkey business with MLS attendance numbers, and it's a major part of their growing story. This isn't meant to be a bash. This is something that I think can do well. And would be, again, this would create goodwill with your fan base. Ryan says, I don't think any American Pro League does it. So what, Ryan? I don't care what every Pro League's doing. We're Major League Soccer. We can do some things differently once in a while, can't we? We don't have to do everything exactly like the NFL. 713-780-3776. Will, stay with us in Sugarland. You'll be first up when we come back. Quick reminder here, again on the show tonight, Sporting KC manager Peter Vermees, Alexi Lalas, the Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24/7. They are Houston personal injury attorneys. They handle injury cases from plant and refinery, medical, industrial, 18-wheeler accidents, down to boat and car. DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915. DaspitLaw.com. Again, 713-364-0915. And with the Daspit Law Firm, you can rest more assured in times of stress, depending on the circumstances of your accident, that you have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side to fight for your right to compensation. That's DaspitLaw.com. Break time here. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5 rolls on.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gau Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back, everybody. The very talented Gary Clark Jr. Oh, man, that guy can play guitar. Kenny Wayne Shepherd Friday will be up in the Woodlands with Van Halen. With the passing of Labor Day, Houstonians know that even if we shouldn't wear white anymore, it's always okay to wear orange. And though summer may be over, it's never a bad time to think about electricity providers. I bring you Amigo Energy. And Amigo Energy has a new featured product for Soccer Matters listeners for the month of September. Amigo Energy's back-to-school With back to school over, it's time to get back to basics with Amigo Energy Basics 24-month program. Amigo Energy Basic 24. There are no minimum usage fees, no customer service or payment fees, just a great low rate. Take it from me, Amigo Energy. Go to AmigoEnergy.com/SoccerMatters. AmigoEnergy.com/SoccerMatters. Sign up for Basics 24. Save money. Or call 888-995-9299. Everybody wants to save money. And tell them you heard it on Soccer Matters. That's 888-995-9299. AmigoEnergy.com/SoccerMatters. So we're talking Robert Lewandowski tonight. We're talking Houston Dynamo. Francesco Totti. Can you imagine that? 24 seasons with the same club, 300 goals. Pretty unbelievable. Diego Costa. Is he really a tough guy, or, as they say in England, a hard man? Or is he just a guy that sets out to wind up opponents first and foremost? Is it fair to use words like cheater? Do you think he was baited in the Arsenal game? He's only committed 6 fouls, by the way, all season long, which is pretty remarkable. Costa clashed with Arsenal's Lauren Koscielny and Gabriel in the first half. He was charged with violent contact. All these off-ball incidents. Arsene Wenger, the Arsenal manager, said he should have been sent off twice. Costa is continuing, though, to set himself up for more confrontation in his career. And by the way, he's going to miss games now for Chelsea. What was even more funny, and we got to find this sound, Tyler, at some point tonight, because I got to play this. His teammate, Kurt Zouma, who obviously is the John Terry replacement, told beIN Sport that Costa, quote, likes to cheat. Ha ha. Then Kurt said his comments were lost in translation. I don't know how he likes to cheat is lost in translation. 713-780-3776. There's tough games to call as a commentator. I had one that was the U.S. women 8-0 over Haiti. But there were a tremendous amount of stories with Haiti. This was at Legion Field in Birmingham, Alabama. Haiti starting two 16-year-olds. Carly Lloyd of the Houston Dash had a hat trick. There were 35,000 people there. Of course, Haiti jumped in because Australia realized, oh, with two games scheduled against the United States, what a great opportunity. The Australian players recognize what a great opportunity for us right now to gain attention if we go on strike to get more player rights. And that's exactly what happened. 713-780-3776. Are you in favor of having attendance at MLS games, give both the number that's in the stadium and then tickets sold? Would you be up for that? And as a fan, is that going to create goodwill? I think it will, because I think a lot of people are always confused. 713-780-3776, Diego Costa. That is also on the table here tonight, as well as Chelsea and Arsenal. Of course, Houston Dynamo, your thoughts on their game in Philadelphia. And the Dynamo in action tomorrow night, they will be taking on Sporting Kansas City. I want to talk a little bit about that as well tonight. Let's go to Will in Sugar Land. Will, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Will. How are you?
I'm great. Just wanted to talk about the Arsenal-Chelsea game and how bad of a refereeing job Mike Dean did. But let's not blame the referee. Let's blame leadership. I'm an Arsenal fan. I've been for like the last 20 years. Yep. As long as I've been a soccer fan.
Wow.
So I've seen the rough times and everything, even before Wenger. But I think I'm blaming Wenger, and I'm also blaming Santi Cazorla, who is the worst captain ever. He wasn't even present to separate Gabriel. Obviously, they were speaking Portuguese, and I believe Costa might have cursed him out. I mean, Costa is a very low-blow type person. He does, and everyone expects that. You need to get them ready mentally to expect this. And you're in the Premier League, the most physical league ever. This is Gabriel's 6th game, I believe, or 7th. So, obviously, he doesn't really know that much about Premiership. Strikers and how physical they are. But I'm just saying, let's not blame Costa too much. Everyone knows that's what he does. That's his antics. He's not that great of a player. He's just a burly, big forward, has a good set of skills, positioning, and some other skills I can't deny. But he's not that great, man. And when he ends up creating so much negative energy around him, he's going to get calls against him, and he's going to go against Chelsea. And I just see that affecting Chelsea, and Messing up Mourinho's third season.
Yeah, look, he's not playing, and he's been banned. He's going to miss games. So how is that helping you? The other thing is, Gabriel, they've had his red card overturned. So,
oh, he did?
Yeah, his red card was overturned.
Oh, man, I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, he's off the hook with this whole thing with Costa.
I think Costa struck a nerve of a bully. He came up as a bully, and I think there's a national even fans that are not Arsenal fans just don't like bullies, and that's what he came up as. So I think that might be the only reason they did that. And the FA is becoming more lenient, I guess.
Now, let me ask you this, though. The game needs villains. Is the game better with Diego Costa overall?
Overall, we need people like him. Because it's a throwback to good old soccer and back when things were more physical and the ball wasn't soft and you get hit with the ball, you can get a concussion. Like, there were times in soccer when you didn't even have to get hit by a player to get knocked out, but they did knock each other out. So I understand what he's trying to do, and I'm not against that. I'm just saying prepare your players for that. Even Costa also, his coach needs to prepare him to either do what he does in the best manner, which I guess is the best at it, but don't get caught. Don't wind someone up to the point where you affect the whole match and the next three matches. You're going to affect everything, and Chelsea really need the points.
Yeah, he's going to serve a three-match ban now.
Yes, exactly.
And,
it's not worth it.
So that's part of the problem. I understand your comment about him being a throwback 70s, 80s type guy where, you know, when I played in the 80s, I saw some things that were absolutely brutal. But, you know, because there was a lot of things that would go on off the ball. The game was just completely different. So his actions against Arsenal, you know, some are saying it wasn't violent. Gary Neville came out and said Costa's actions were not violent. The ban's excessive.
I believe the way he stood up and bumped into Koscielny's chest. Koscielny obviously is more experienced, so he didn't even react. He just knew that was Costa. I believe he was going to get him back in the game. That's what everyone does to Costa. Let him get you, or once he targets you, and you get him back when the ref isn't looking. There are several pictures of people punching him so hard, and no one does anything. Even the ref might see it and just ignore it, I guess. But we don't need that in the game, especially with the expansion of the game. I guess now the game is going into new territory.
But here's the problem with Costa. He's got a reputation now. And I heard people like, well, you know, he hardly hit him. It's the action that is going to get one individual, a center referee, to pull out a red card. So, I mean, he's missing three games. He's missing big games. Of course, everyone's big for Arsenal now. I mean, for Chelsea. But it's you know, we're micro breaking down these moments. Here's Rodney Marsh says, so the FA agree with Gabriel protesting his red card, but punish him because they agree with him. Daniel Taylor says, soft as it was, difficult to understand FA logic on Gabriel. Even Arsene Wenger, who always defends his own, described him as guilty. So, you know, most of the commentary says that Gabriel's getting off in a big way here. Who cares about Gabriel getting his sentence overturned? He's average. We got the 3 points. We'll finish 15 points above. That's from Chelsea Fans Channel. Craig Burley, who I've called games with of ESPN, says appalling precedent set by FA in overturning the red card suspension of Arsenal's Gabriel. I would agree. Adam Digney, yes, I'm confused. So now Gabriel didn't kick Diego Costa, or are the FA saying it was justified because of who he kicked? What an odd move. I don't know. We move on from it, I guess. I guess we move on. Yeah. Did you see, by the way, Will, the 5 goals today from Robert Lewandowski in 9 minutes, less than 9 minutes?
I just heard of it. I just got up working out, and I just heard of it on your show. But that's remarkable in 9 minutes.
Unbelievable! You gotta go look at those highlights. By the way, what Caribbean island are you from? Let's give him a shout out.
Oh, I'm actually African, but that's close enough.
You have where?
I'm Nigerian. Yeah.
Ah, you're Nigerian. So Tell me, how do we get more great soccer fans like you, Super Eagles fans? I know there's tons of Nigerians here in Houston, and they're some of the greatest soccer fans on the planet. How do we get them out to Houston Dynamo games and Major League Soccer games, Will?
I've been to Dynamo games. I don't know about the timing. The one I went to was on a Saturday, and that was great timing, but I hear about some of the games on the weekdays.
Yep.
And I really want to, I think it might be something that maybe, I know, I don't know what state it is. The MLS team has something like a Latino Day. I think it's in Chivas or in LA. I'm not sure. But something like that would bring everyone together, even if it's once a month or twice a season, mm-hmm. Just to recognize those fans. And I think Houston does do that. But if you do that for an African community, which in Houston I think is the third or fourth biggest, I think you draw people out. I think this is still
man.
A stadium.
Yeah, the stretch here is amazing. I mean, my vision one day, and it would be just beautiful to see that stadium packed with a lot of Nigerian fans, Asian fans, you name it, a great mix. Because there's so many international people who love the game here in Houston.
Yeah, that's very true.
Well, Will, I commend you for being a longtime Arsenal supporter. Let me let you go. I know you're coming home from the gym. Thank you very much for calling the show tonight.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Will weighing in there on the whole Diego Costa incident. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. So, as we look at the Dynamo, you saw the game in Philadelphia. What are your thoughts? Not the best of nights for the Dynamo, not the best of starts. You know what? Let's do this, Tyler. Let's play from this morning down at Dynamo training. A little exchange between the manager, Owen Coyle, and the press here. So we'll just run a couple minutes of this so you can get a little bit of a flavor of what happened down there this morning in the media get-together.
One or two games, you've got to evaluate over the whole course of everything that happens. The game itself, of course, we're disappointed to lose the game. And in any game, you have to give yourself a chance. In the game, we'll go behind in 2 minutes, as you know. And there was a period in the midway through the first half that we got 5 or 10 minutes of kind of the movement, the passing that we want, which is certainly not enough for that period. Hit the post. David Horst, a great chance for the headers, flash over the bar. So we come in at 1-0, and I think, to be fair, that was a fair reflection in the half. I don't think we deserve to. I think Philadelphia Union, for them, probably deserve to be in front. And then we come out, certainly for the first 15 minutes of the second half, and we look like the team that we know we can be. And again, when you get into the game, when you have huge players missing in terms of realigning or rejigging a whole back four, whatever you want to call it, there was obviously going to be times that we're going to have to, you know, stand up and count against the ball. But for the start of the second half, it was everything we were after, and we could and should have scored and got equaliser from there. And then obviously there's a disappointment that when Boniek Garcia is off injured and we're waiting 20-30 seconds to get him on the field and he's there to step into the play, he's not allowed on. And Sod's Law, of course, that's where Boniek would have been standing, that's the side he scored on. So when all said and done, you know, it was disappointing to lose the game, because again it was another great opportunity to win the game, put ourselves right in the mix for trying to progress and being at the business end of the season. And it was a chance that passed us by. There's no getting away from that. So that's exactly what it is. But again, we knew when we came in what we had to do. We knew, as I said before, this was never coming in. You weren't inheriting a team of champions. You were heading to a team that missed the playoffs last year in the Eastern Conference. So there was a lot of work to do, and we know that. Nothing's changed in terms of how we forward plan and how we go forward. The disappointing thing is that within that, you still want to be winning games while you're doing that. And the last twice out at home at Salt Lake, where we lost our first game at home for 4 months, and then obviously going to Philadelphia, then we've lost that game, and that's what it is. So, but we know exactly what's very clear in my mind, what we have to do to continue to improve, and that's what we'll look to do.
You mentioned you want to play well while you're still, you know, building the team. How much is, you know, still focused on getting to the playoffs this season, or how much is making sure you're doing well going into next season?
Yeah, well, I think it's like anything else. I mean, to make the playoffs, that's a big ask. There's no getting away from that, given that, you know, we've given up the last two games. And so that makes it, every time you do that, when you're playing, you know, where we're coming from and the situation we're in, then it makes it harder every week, because you're playing catch-up. But as it is, you know, we now have, as I say, 5 games that we want to go and we want to play well and we want to try and win games. That then, within that, one or two young players have obviously been knocking on the door, playing well when they had, Leon and Miranda and different things. So again, we look to that, but we're back home. As I said before, we had obviously a loss last time out of home. We want to go and we want to play well and we want to try and win games. That then, within that, one or two young players have obviously been knocking on the door, playing well when they had, Leon and Miranda and different things. So again, we look to that, but we're back home. As I said before, we had obviously a I lost last time out at home against Salt Lake, the first loss for over 4 months, I think, at home. So we want to get back to the performances we've showed at home. And that's, you know, it's a great, Sporting Kansas is always a tough game. A side that's obviously in the Open Cup final and look to cement their place in the playoffs. So there'll be a real good atmosphere. And we, as a group, have to go and show a reaction to the loss and show a bit of character. And that's what I'm looking for in those players between now, certainly now and the end of the season, to show who wants to be part of Houston Dynamo, who shows who wants to be here. And the players then, you know, when all the talk in the world out here, they when they cross the white line, that's when they have to talk with their feet and show they want to be part of the Dynamo. And that's what we have to do.
Could we see some of the newer players from this season play a little more the rest of the way?
With regards to...
So that was some of the sound from Owen Coyle down here again, ahead of Sporting Kansas City. I want you to react to that when we come back. 713-780-3776. Bud Light, soccer fans, a moment for Bud Light, the official beer of the Houston Dynamo, the Mexican national team. Bud Light reminds you to get over to HoustonDynamo.com. Get your tickets tomorrow night for the Dynamo taking on Sporting Kansas City. Bud Light reminds you, get down to the beautiful BBVA Compass Stadium. You might have been there to see Lionel Messi and Argentina. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. We'll take a 7-Up right now. Enjoy that crisp, clean taste of 7-Up. We'll be back. We've got a lot more to go. I got a pair of tickets to give away here shortly as well. We'll continue to take phone calls. React to the Dynamo Owen Coyle at 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the Gao Studios in Houston. Here's Glenn Davis.
But now it's Thomas Muller. Muller making room for himself. Götze. Lewandowski for the hat-trick. Off the post. Lewandowski again. And somehow he's put it in. Oh, my word. This is one of Lewandowski's finest performances. A space of 10 minutes and 3 goals.
Yeah, it's Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We welcome you back. Nice cover of Sympathy for the Devil by Guns N' Roses. Hey, with the passing of Labor Day, Houstonians know that right now, yeah, you're probably putting your white clothes away, but it's time to wear orange. And though summer may be over, it's never a bad time to think about your electricity provider. It is Amigo Energy. Amigo Energy has a new featured product for Soccer Matter listeners for the month of September. With everybody back in school now, well, it's time for you to get back to basics with Amigo Energy Basics 24-month program. Amigo Energy Basic 24 has no minimum usage fee, no customer service or payment fees. Just a great low rate. You want to save money? Go to www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters and sign up for Basics 24 today or call 888-995-9299. Tell them you heard it on Soccer Matters. That's 888-995-9299. That is the number to call for Amigo Energy. Save money with Amigo Energy. Welcome back, everybody, as we continue to roll on. Tonight, again, we have Alexi Lalas coming on the show. We will also bring on Sporting Kansas City manager Peter Vermees. I'm going to ask him about how he found Christian Nemeth, the Hungarian, who's been very dangerous. By the way, between Nemeth, Benny Failhaber, and Dom Dwyer, 29 goals. 29 goals. So when you think about this is three players that are goal dangerous. And this is where the Dynamo want to ultimately get. 713-780-3776 again is the number. And our thanks to all our great sponsors and you, the listeners. By the way, you know why this is the best in soccer talk? Because of you, the listeners, and you, the callers. Avelino, you are up. What's on your mind? You want to talk Diego Costa?
Yeah, and I think everybody from Arsenal team, they should think about it. They know how Costa is, by the way. They know Costa likes to bully people. around. And Arsenal is Gabriel. He should be ready for that. I think Fred Bang that told him. I was watching the game on Sunday. I was really, really upset with Gabriel. I wasn't upset with Diego Costa because I haven't been an Arsenal fan for a long time.
You know what, Avelino? I love what you're saying because you're putting responsibility on Gabriel and the player. You know what you're going to expect with Diego Costa. You know what he's going to do. So be prepared. Why would you get emotional, right? Don't take the bait.
Exactly. And if you look at it, one of his colleagues was pushing him out because he knows Costa. And he's from Brazil. He knows Costa. And
sure.
Costa was speaking Portuguese. I speak Portuguese too. And they was cussing him out. He should, from that time, he should step back because he knows how Costa is. The purpose of Costa was to send him out. That was the idea behind it.
Well, listen, emotional control we know is a part of everything. It's a part of soccer matches. You have to have it. I think every single manager, when they're getting prepared to play Chelsea, will tell their team, please don't take the bait of Diego Costa. We know he's an instigator. He's an irritant. He initiates contact first. All of those things, you have to know it. And I love your point. You bring the point up of, look, you have to be mature. You have to have emotional control. The accountability is on the player. And by the way, Gabriel got off lucky having this thing rescinded.
Yeah, I would see that the FAA reversed it.
Yeah, they reversed it. I think it's a joke.
My question is, why? They took it off because he didn't hit him? Or what? Now what? I don't understand. Because
no.
I was looking at the image when I was seeing the game. I don't see him hitting Costa. I don't know. Up to now, I keep asking why they gave him a red card. I don't know if you say something wrong, but I didn't see him hit him or step on his feet. I didn't see it.
Yep. Unless there's something we don't know, and that's possible, that might have been said. I don't know how he gets off. So, Avelino, though, I do appreciate you bringing that up because, sometimes everybody's easy to put the accountability elsewhere, and I think players have a tremendous responsibility. And Costa now, is going to miss 3 games for Chelsea. So,
well, he's going to be bad for Chelsea because he's been the main striker. I don't know. Probably Chelsea's going to miss more than Arsenal's going to miss Gabriel.
I agree.
Is just an overage defender, for me, my opinion.
I'm right there with you. Avelino, thank you very much for listening. Thank you for calling the show tonight. Nice stuff.
All right, man. Thank you, man.
I appreciate that. So Avelino went in. There's a guy who he follows his football. You can tell right there. Yeah, accountability, emotional control. That's what you have to have. That's what you have to have. I mean, this is a part of sports. It's a part of everyday life. Again, we stream at ESPN975.com. By the way, if you go over there to the audio vault, you click on Soccer Matters, you get all the podcasts. I urge you to please check the podcast out if you can't listen to the whole show. Also on iTunes. So that's where you go for that. So let's talk about the Dynamo now a little bit. And by the way, at 713-780-3776, we'll talk anything. If you saw the Robert Lewandowski performance today, you saw history. But I would like your thoughts, whatever is on your soccer mind. The Houston Dynamo are in a rebuild. I've made that very clear here on this program. Dynamo fan, do you really have real expectations of this team? Do you understand the amount of change that's going on? The results don't surprise me. Now, what does surprise me is the urgency that the team had starting the last 2 games. Now look, we have to preface everything I'm about to say here with, look, there was tremendous Gold Cup fallout when it came from injury. I mean, you're sending people off healthy. Jermaine Taylor, pretty much done for the year. Luis Garrido, Bonia Garcia, Barnes, Beasley, all injured. Giles Barnes is not the same guy he was prior to going away with Jamaica to the Copa America, the Gold Cup. We've talked about that. We've beat it up. Done. Got it. But that is a factor. Because that nucleus of guys that I mentioned there, along with Will Bruin, Boniek Garcia, Barnes, Beasley, these are your bigger players. These are your money players. These are the guys that have to be the difference makers, that have to be the leaders. And whether it's injury, performance, it hasn't been there from that group. It's been there sporadically. But who's had a consistent season for the Houston Dynamo this year? Ricardo Clark? Tyler Derrick? 713-780-3776. Now, what surprised me about the lack of urgency from the starts of games and the lack of consistency with that attitude, and hear me out when I say this, there are people playing for their jobs and their livelihood. Now, if you're a player, and I've been in these locker rooms, and it's all relative. If you don't feel you're a part of the plans for next year, rebuild, remake, coach trying to get players in that he wants, along with Matt Jordan, the general manager. You want to be playing well at this point because you want somebody else to value you if they're watching games. Because without a doubt, when the Dynamo don't make the playoffs, and if they don't make the playoffs, they still mathematically can. They're not out of it. You can bet your bottom dollar that people are looking at the team and going, okay, is there going to be a fire sale there? And who does Owen Coyle like? Who does he want to keep around? You know, there's a lot that can happen. So as a player, and to your fan base, you better be busting your tail. And you don't want to lose your fan base, and that's happened a little bit. Effort is 100% non-negotiable if you're a professional athlete, and I don't know how that happens. The Dynamo need the first goal tomorrow night against Sporting Kansas City. You know what? You're going to go out this year, whether you make the playoffs or not, you go out this year brave and bold. You go out swinging your sword. This is very similar to last year. But there has been improvement. Not necessarily in the last two games. First 15 minutes of the second half, the Dynamo looked like world beaters. Knocking the ball around well, getting good delivery in. The makeshift back four didn't work out well. The way the first goal was given away was, it's cleared straight up in the air and nobody challenges it. And it leads to a Philadelphia goal. And Philadelphia just looked more urgent, looked like they wanted it more. So everybody pretty much outside of Brad Davis have had pretty serious injury problems. And Brad Davis, if you remember, after the game against Real Salt Lake, said the team is too fragile mentally and physically. Owen Coyle is still finding out about the habits, desire, and tactical acumen of these players. And he's going to be making decisions based on these final games about who may stay and who may go. This is professional sports, folks. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. The Daspit Law Firm is working for you 24/7. The Houston personal injury attorney handling personal injury cases from plant and refinery accidents to medical injuries, industrial accidents, 18-wheeler accidents down to boat and car. Also, wrongful death. DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915. DaspitLaw.com. With a Daspit Law Firm, you can rest more assured in times of stress. Depending on your circumstances of your accident, that you have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side to fight for your right for compensation. DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915, both in English and Spanish, at 888-273-1045. Don't forget, 7-Up, great solo or as a mixer. 7-Up, enjoy the crisp, clean taste of 7-Up. 7-Up delivers more of the natural lemon-lime flavor you love. No caffeine, 100% natural flavor. 7-Up, always refreshing. And hey, don't forget 7-Up 10, which has the full flavor of 7-Up with only 10 calories. We'll take a break here. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. And when we come back, we will take your calls. We'll continue on at 713-780-3776. Second hour promises you Alexi Lalas of Fox Sports, the former U.S. international. Also, we'll visit with Sporting Kansas City manager Peter Vermees. And much, much more to come here on the show as we take a quick break here. Stay with us, 713-780-3776. All we need is just a little patience.
ESPN 97.5.